Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit off.
Taking the Limits Off Radio is on the air. That's right. We are on the air and we are broadcasting live. That's right. Live from your Taking the Limits Off Media Group studios located here on the South Side at the birthplace. That's right. The birthplace of gospel music, the historic, the one, the only Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, man. We are excited to be here. And as always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Daniel L. King. I'm in the studio by myself. My brother, Harold Washington, couldn't make it on tonight. Y'all know he work outside doing some stuff with the what's the name of the company? I forgot the name of the company. I can tell all this business anyway. But he work outside. So they had him way somewhere else, so he wasn't going to make it back over here in time and all that. So I understand, man. You know, I appreciate him letting me know what was going on with him. But I'm in here in the studio physically by myself, but I always got my producers on the other side of the glass. That's the one, the only Latanya Melton and Jalen Melton helping us out on the other end, making sure everything stays copacetic. Do people even say copacetic anymore? Did I just come up with that? Copacetic. Is that even a word? Everything copacetic. Everything copacetic. That's like an old school, copacetic like an old school player word, ain't it? I'm good, man. Everything copacetic. Ain't like an old school player word? Copacetic. Y'all help me out. I think it is. I don't even know how to spell copacetic. Is that a real word? I need an old school person to tell me real quick. Is copacetic a real word? I need to figure out a way to incorporate copacetic in my next sermon. Copacetic. It is a word. Michelle MacLott says it is a word. Is it really? Copacetic. That's like an old school player word from like the late 80s. What you up to, Matt? Man, everything copacetic. I'm good. Anyway, we got a great show for you today, man. If it's your first time listening, first time watching the show, let me give you the rundown of how you can play a role in today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. You call that number, all you got to do is push 1. That'll get you to my producer. She's going to check and make sure you saved and got the Holy Ghost before she let you talk on the airwaves, because some of y'all are still new Christians, which means y'all still be cussing, and I can't be having y'all cussing on the Christian show. Now, you know, if this was a different kind of show, I might allow that, but not on this here show. is that what it was? Heavy D used the word a lot in his lyrics. He sure did in All Right With Me, in All Right With Me remix with Janet Jackson. He sure did do the copacetic word. You're absolutely right, and he did it in another one too. He sure did. I forgot about that. Thank you. Thank you. That's why you're the best producer in the land. But copacetic, I forgot about that. So, yeah. Anyway, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. If you just want to call in to listen, like for those people who are not able to watch on Facebook or whatever, you can call that number just to listen. But you can also call that number to call in to the show and make your comments or whatever. You want to be a part of the show with your questions and or comments. 323-870-4375, and then just push 1. That'll alert my producer that you want to talk to me, and then they'll get you all on the air with me. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is the call-in number. I'm sorry, is the email address. Ha! takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show, tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to reading or hearing those tweets. TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Instagram, same thing. You want to follow us on IG, real simple, real easy to do on Instagram. Just simply follow us on Instagram at TTLO Radio. Same thing, TTLO Radio. That's all you have to do to find us there, TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. facebook.com/TTLO Radio. That's facebook.com, two T's, one L. TTL. Y'all saw my hand get returned. Arthritis kicked in. I was trying to do some real bogus, some ghetto hood. I was doing Ebonic Sign Language. Two T's. I wasn't even trying to make the T sign, but I was giving y'all two T's, one L and one O. facebook.com/2T's1L1O, TTLO Radio. .com, and you can just find us there. Real simple, real easy to do. Also, don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner. So if you have the iHeart app on your phone, on your computer, or any mobile device, meaning iPads, MacBooks, Blackberries, what else we got? Blackberries, Razors. On your, if you got it on your Razor phone, anybody still got a Razor phone? If you got it on your Razor phone, on your BlackBerry or your Motorola Brick, anywhere you can get us, just go down in, download the iHeart. Oh, you can't download nothing on the Razor, right? Okay, my bad. So anyway, download the iHeartRadio Media app and do a simple search for Taking Limits Off Media Group, and you'll find all of the shows on the TTLO Media Group network. That includes the flagship show, TTLO Radio. That's every Monday and Friday. And then that also includes Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas every Tuesday. It also includes Grindology every Thursday with Lisette Herndon. And then soon to be, watch this, and then also on Tuesday nights, you can catch my boy, Pastor Harold D. Washington with the Kitchen Chronicles. Somewhere up in there, I need some WD-40. What do I need WD-40 for? What's he trying to say? Why is he trying to tell me some WD-40? Anyway, you can just do that simple thing. Kitchen Chronicles on Tuesday, somewhere between 7 and 7:30 on Tuesday nights. Y'all can catch the Kitchen Chronicles right there with my boy, Pastor Harold D. Washington. He's the pastor of the Great Faith Works and Vision International Church. Right there on the west side of Chicago. Great, 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 great church. Man, look, I am excited again to be here. I had a chance to preach the word yesterday. I'm always excited when I get a chance to preach. I preached for the 99th. Now, I need somebody to explain that to me. I need somebody from Ebenezer or somebody to explain to me why the program was entitled Sermon. The Usher's program was entitled their annual sermon. So can somebody Google that or look that up for me? What does that mean? I remember last year when I preached for them, it said the 98th annual sermon. And I'm like, sermon? Like, why is it just not called anniversary? I don't know what that means. I need somebody to help me out what that means. I don't know why it's annual sermon. Like what is the meaning or the relevance? I can't talk now. The relevance of the annual sermon. Y'all help me out with that, because that's just, yeah. I don't know what that means, and I'm curious. I like knowledge now. I'm not sure what that means. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Let's see, annual. I just tried to look it up myself. I don't see nothing in here about sermon. Yeah, it must include the word sermon, right? I don't see that in here. So yeah, somebody help me out with why they call it that. Is that a Baptist thing? Is that a Baptist church thing? The sermon, 99th annual sermon. So the usher ministry is 99 years old here at this church, at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. It is 99 years old. So I got a chance to preach for them yesterday. And as always, man, I enjoy bringing the word of God. And they blessed me, and it was good. I preached from the topic was why be an usher. That was my theme for yesterday. Why be an usher? And I chronicled the Chronicles, literally. I took them through the book of Chronicles from all the way from chapters 13, 14, and through 15, dealing with the character, the Bible character, or the Levite, the priest, Obed-Edom. Yeah. So it was a good time talking about him and how he was blessed with the ark. But even after he was elevated, he still remained a gatekeeper or a doorkeeper. So it was a good time. They had a good service yesterday. And it was just a good time in the Lord. So I'm excited about that. And then I get to preach one more time this year. I think at least one more. I preach one more time this year. And that's going to be on the first Sunday of December. Let me go and get that church announcement out. That's going to be on the first Sunday of December. And you all are all invited to come out. Two things. Now, I preached that morning, and then we'll be presenting Handel's Messiah. Handel's Messiah, for those of you familiar with the operatic style Christmas music and everything, we'll be doing Handel's Messiah. So it's us and about five or six other churches that gather together to sing those amazing operatic songs directly from Handel's Messiah. So it's pretty, pretty good. Last year was my first time ever being at a live version. I've seen it a couple times on PBS and other things like that, but it was pretty good, man. It was pretty good. So I'm excited to see it this year because they're adding more to the orchestra piece. So we're going to have timpani drums, tubas, I think trombones, trumpets, the flautist will be here, viola, somebody will be playing the viola, and the violin. They would not let me play, can I play the triangle? Is that not a proper instrument? They could at least let me play the triangle, or the woodblock. They could at least let me play the triangle or the woodblock. They could just let me be blessed by playing the triangle or the woodblock. But I guess that's not allowed in the great I guess that's not allowed in the great debate. Anyway, so how was everybody's weekend? Let's do this. Y'all went to church yesterday, right? I know it was a little chilly, but it wasn't that bad. Did you all go to church yesterday? And if so, what was your pastor's sermon yesterday? Somebody help me out. What church did you go to? Tell me the name of the church you went to. Who preached and what was his sermon? I want to see if y'all was paying attention. I want the scripture and everything. Y'all help me out. Who preached yesterday? What church did you attend? Did you preach or did you go somewhere and preach? Or what did you do in service yesterday? Did you participate? Were you an active participant in church or were you just a spectator? So I want to know who went to church yesterday. I want to know what was preached, who preached yesterday, what church did you go to? Come on, give me a quick church check-in. Give me a quick church check-in real quick for those of you listening on the line on Blog Talk. If you want to call in with your church check-in, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number with your church check-in. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number if you want to do your church check-in. That way, for those of you on the live feeds, you can do your church check-in right here on Facebook, facebook.com. Just go right there and tell me what church you were at, who your pastor is, and what was preached on yesterday. Y'all should be, that's gonna help us out. I want to know what y'all did, man. I want to know who was actually in the service of the Lord on yesterday. Who was glad to be in service one more time, huh? Y'all help me out. I don't see nobody saying nothing. Y'all probably didn't go to church yesterday. I'm gonna hope y'all went to church yesterday. I'm gonna hope for the hope that y'all actually got y'all behinds up and went to somebody's church house on yesterday. That's my hope. Hope in the Lord that y'all spent some time with the peoples of the Lord on yesterday. That's my hope. I can hope, right? Anyway, so yeah, come on, man. What y'all? Ain't nobody talking to me. Tell me. Let me know. What churches did y'all go to yesterday? What was the sermon topic, if anything? Hopefully y'all take notes. I am a big believer in taking notes on Sunday. That's the one thing I love about this all these amazing electronic devices we have, because they're very good for note catching. And because when you're somebody like me who has horrible handwriting, typing is a beautiful thing. So thank God for the Bible app, where you can make notes right in the app of whatever's going on, and all of that good stuff. So y'all come on, let me know what you all did for your church services on yesterday. Come on, somebody ought to be able to tell me something. All y'all, all these folk watching on Facebook, all y'all. Now the number keep going from, the number jumped up to 16 and now it jumped back down to 4. I don't know what's going on. So whatever it is, y'all will figure it out. But y'all let me know what church did y'all go to on yesterday, who preached at your church, and what was the topic of the sermon. Somebody ought to be able to tell me something. See, y'all making me nervous that y'all ain't actually going to church. Somebody should be able to tell me what was preached on yesterday, what church you went to, and what was preached on yesterday. Somebody ought to be able to tell me that. No, can't none of y'all tell me what was preached on yesterday. Okay, here we go. Thank you. Jasmine Jackson says she went to Greater Rock Missionary Church. Dr. Floyd D. James, pastor, and Reverend Grover Anderson preached, "God plus me equals enough." Ah, that'll preach. Now that will preach. I look here, I got happy. Hey, man, what am I? I got excited when I saw that. Come on now. What's up, Tony Woodward? God bless you. Austin Tigers in the house. That's a sermon. That's a sermon topic right there. God plus me equals enough. My goodness, I like that. That thing will preach by itself. Look, I don't even what scripture did he come from? I would love to know. I'm asking for too much information. What scripture did he come from for that thing? My goodness, God plus me equals enough. Come on, somebody. Y'all, come on. Who else went to church yesterday? Tell me what y'all, what was going on. Who else went to the house of the Lord on yesterday? And what was preached at the house you went to? Now, those of y'all that was here at Ebenezer, somebody watch this. For those of you who was here at Ebenezer yesterday, whether you was here in the morning or the afternoon, you ought to be able to tell somebody what was preached on yesterday. Watch this. See, I'm finna get some folk in trouble. If you was watching on the Facebook live yesterday, you ought to have been able to give us the sermon topic or something from yesterday. Now, where is the peoples? See, y'all be playing saved. Y'all got saved last night, not at night. That's why. I'm just curious. I want y'all to help me out. What y'all went to church? Dr. Thomas, all y'all went to church yesterday. God bless y'all. Y'all coming on in here. Tony Woodward says, "I was out of town, but I belong to the Original Providence Church located 515 North Pine." I know Original. All right, Tony. Original Providence, 515 North Pine. That's right up the street from Austin. Who the pastor over there? Look, that's a straight black person question. Who the pastor? I go to such and such a, like, I'm like that little cat. Who the pastor? Who your pastor is? who the pastor at the Original Providence? The Original Providence Baptist Church. So if that's the original, which is the duplicate? Is there a church called the Duplicate Providence Baptist Church? Or the Second Providence? If the Lord calls me to start a church, I need the most creative name ever. If the Lord ever calls me to start a church plant, if he ever calls me to do that, I want a biblical name of something in the Bible that has not ever been used as a church name. Like, I want to call it, like, Dry Bone Missionary Baptist Church. Ezekiel in the Middle of the Wheel Missionary Baptist Church. Come on, that's what I'm talking about. Come on. Psalms 3, really? Okay, I'm going to have to look that up. Somebody remind me to do that. Psalms 3. I want to look that up. God plus me equal enough. I like to hear other pastors' titles of their sermons and the scripture, so I can look it up and see how they got that title. God plus me equals enough. It's Original Providence Missionary Baptist Church. Right. I'm saying if the Lord calls me to start a church, I need a church. I need a name that's like unlike any other.
song we learned in Zimbabwe. You are Alpha.
Chasing up. wanted? Have you ever needed something so bad till it almost hurts? Have you ever looked for, have you ever searched for something that you needed and you could not ignore? I've been there and I felt it too, wondering in my mind, Lord, what to do. So I fell to my knees, lift my hand to the sky. The only way that I got by was faith. Have you ever wanted? Have you ever needed something so bad till it almost hurts? Have you ever looked for? Have you ever searched for something that you needed and you could not ignore? I've been there and I felt it too, wondering in my mind, Lord, what to do. So I fell to my knees, lift my hand to the sky. The only way that I got by was faith.
You reign above every name.
Yeah,
sing my God. Reign. the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, God.
Your name the highest praise today. So we say hi, hallelujah.
Glory belongs to you, God.
Y'all know it by now. Come on, sing.
All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
To
you.
All the glory belongs to you,
oh
God.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. Keep your high. All the earth, because you're worthy of all of the praise today, yeah. And we say,
A strong heart and a strong mind. Lots of wisdom and you'll share it all. You're full of love, joy and peace. The characteristics that build a happy family. When you give your all. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I wanna be I want to be
like my daddy. Ooh, just like my
daddy. I want to be like
daddy.
My daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Ooh, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Like my
daddy.
The strength that you possess, it amazes me. The discipline you show, it challenges me. You're full of hope. The characteristics that made you my hero. When you love for life. You have my back whenever I fall. When I pray on my knees, I thank the Lord for you and say that I wanna be
like my daddy.
Yeah.
Ooh, just
I wanna
like
be
my
wise
daddy.
Like my daddy. You're so patient with me, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh,
and
my
you're so
daddy.
Strong, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like my daddy.
Ooh, daddy, you're so patient with me. Even when I try to do my own thing, you always encourage me. Even when you don't understand me, you have the articulate mind of a businessman, always pushing me to do the very best I can. When I ask you for advice, you fall on your knees and begin to seek the Lord on behalf of me. Who I wanna be
like my daddy. Ooh, just
I wanna
like
be
my
wise,
daddy.
Just like you, daddy.
Like my daddy.
You're always there, my daddy.
Like my daddy. Ooh, just like
so
my
glad
daddy.
I need to
so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
That's all I want you to do now, Lord.
might hurt me, and you won't let me go. Out like that, you know my end before my beginning. Calculated blessings down to the penny. So I'll cry till you tell me, let it go, let it be. 'Cause oh Lord, Lord, your will is what's best for me. No rubies and no diamonds,
tell me,
let it go,
let it go. ever wanted? Have you ever needed something so bad till it almost hurt? Have you ever looked for, have you ever searched for something that you needed and you could not ignore? I've been there and I felt it too, wondering in my mind, Lord, what to do. So I fell to my knees, lift my hands to the sky. The only way that I got by was faith. Whatever you want, you can get it by. Whatever you need.